A lot of people enjoy root beer, but how did a drink that contains no alcohol wind up with beer in the title? And exactly what root is the basis of this drink? All of those questions and much more can be answered here. I'll take you to the authority on root beer next on the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
When a drink is called root beer, there has to be a root in its history somewhere.
Sassafras root is one of those that if you dig it up and crack it open, it smells like root beer.
As Reed Andrew explains, there were other roots besides sassafras that people as far back as the 1700s were using to create the drink we today know by that name. However, it wasn't commercialized until around 1875.
Charles Hyers turned root beer into a commercial product that became really successful at a time when medicinal drinks and teas were being experimented with and created.
At the time, though, Mr. Hyers may have considered calling the drink something besides the name we know it by today.
He merely went with root tea because it was a medicinal drink, and people did call some root beer creations teas. He went with root beer, and I think that paved the way and changed the future.
Of course, this beer didn't have alcohol in it, but perhaps the name helped make it more popular during Prohibition.
I don't know if they felt like they were drinking beer, but it might have been, it was a big plus for root beer to get to take the place of alcohol in that little way.
And root beer remained an important drink after the repeal of Prohibition as well. Reed has his own museum to root beer that you can visit. More about that next time as we travel the countryside in Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin. I'm Andrew McCrae.